key meeting set for tomorrow. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy plan to talk this week over reducing the nation's debt and deficit.
Republican leaders say a debt limit increase this year must be accompanied by spending reforms. And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy believes there is room to find common ground with President Biden.
We're responsible to pay. But you wouldn't just raise the limit. You'd find out where you're spending your money. Every family does that. Every business does that.
The White House has insisted Congress raise the debt limit without conditions, arguing Republicans agreed to increases during the Trump administration. The Treasury Secretary says measures extending the debt limit will expire in June.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Fox News has learned FBI agents searched the Penn Biden Center around mid-November after the initial discovery of documents with classification markings in the president's former office there. Sources tell Fox News the president's team was fully aware of the search and that consent was given. Police in Florida are searching for a number of suspects following a shooting yesterday that left several people injured.
Police in Lakeland, Florida say what might have been an organized attack related to a drug deal went down in broad daylight. About a quarter to four in the afternoon, Tina Smith's kids were getting off the school bus. Her security camera got that sound.
I was hoping it was firecrackers, but when I didn't see any smoke, and then you hear everybody, I've been hit. It was kind of just so surreal and scary.
10 people were hurt, too critically. Police in Lakeland say they've never had something drastic like this happen.
Fox's Evan Brown. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to attend tomorrow's funeral of Tyre Nichols, who died 3 days after he was beaten by Memphis police officers. Harris was invited to attend the services by Nichols' mother and stepfather. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The U.S. and South Korea are ramping up their response to North Korea's nuclear threat.
Meeting his South Korean counterpart in Seoul, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin called the U.S. commitment to its ally ironclad.
You heard us say that a number of times, but that's just not a slogan. It is what we're all about.
And here's how that's being put into practice, sending more advanced weapons such as fighter jets and bombers to the Korean Peninsula. Additional joint training and planning. One exercise in the works is to practice their response to a nuclear attack. North Korea test-fired dozens of missiles in 2022, including ones designed for potential nuclear strikes on the U.S. mainland. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Winter weather is bringing ice to a wide swath of the country, causing the cancellation of more than 1,600 flights nationwide and knocking out power to thousands of Texans. Several rounds of wintry precipitation expected through tomorrow across Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Tennessee. The cost of filling up is on the rise again.
Up for a fifth straight week, gas prices now 30 cents more on average nationwide. From this time last month to $3.50 for a gallon of regular unleaded, according to AAA. That's up 6 cents in just a week, with industry experts expecting more pain at the pump and sooner than expected, saying $4 gas prices this spring or sooner is not out of the question, with high demand and higher oil prices. The most expensive gas prices, Hawaii, with an average $4.93 per gallon, and California at $4.55 per gallon on average. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Boeing bids farewell today to an icon. It's delivering its final 747 jumbo jet. Since it debuted in 1969, the 747 has served as a cargo plane, a commercial aircraft capable of carrying nearly 500 passengers, and the Air Force One presidential aircraft. The final plane is being delivered to Atlas Air, the cargo carrier. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.